The case clearly confirms that individuals, including high-profile ones, have a reasonable expectation of privacy in relation to police investigations. What transpired in August 2014 resulted from decisions taken by only a small number of people at the BBC. However, it was as a direct result of those decisions that the impact on Sir Cliff over the last 4 years was so profound. He never expected after 60 years in the public eye that his privacy and reputation would be tarnished in this way and that he would need to fight such a battle. Although he felt it necessary to pursue this case, and the sum awarded in damages is one of the highest ever in this area of law, Sir Cliff's motivation was not for personal gain, as he knew all along that he would be substantially out of pocket no matter what. His aim has been to try to right a wrong and to ensure as best he could that no other innocent person would have to endure what he went through. What Sir Cliff wanted was for the BBC to acknowledge that what it had done to him was unlawful. Before litigation commenced, we asked the BBC to accept this and to apologise. Sir Cliff would have been reasonable in relation to damages had they agreed to do so. Not only did they refuse to apologise, but they were defiant, repeatedly telling the world that this was public interest journalism, when, as we know now, it was not. They even submitted the story for an award, which the judge found to be an aggravating factor. The judge came to a clear conclusion that Sir Cliff's privacy rights were not outweighed by the BBC's rights to freedom of expression and that there did not exist a public interest in identifying him. Given the adverse findings of fact by the judge, serious questions ought to be asked about the BBC's focus on preserving their exclusive story at the expense of Sir Cliff's rights, as well as how the BBC came to advance such a factual case, including to the Home Affairs Select Committee in 2014. Additionally, whether senior executives exercised sufficient scrutiny over the activities of their journalist and in approving and signing the BBC's defence. We welcome today's judgment, and Sir Cliff would wholeheartedly like to thank everyone who supported him throughout, his family, friends, and of course his fans. It's meant a huge deal to him. Thank you very much.
I can't really answer too many questions at the moment. It's going to take a little while for me to get over the whole emotional factor, and so I hope you'll forgive me. I'll talk to you some other time. Thank you very much.
Cliff Richard, very emotional.
Sir Cliff Richard, clearly holding back tears there. At one stage, he was sobbing while his solicitor was reading that statement. His lawyer saying that serious questions need to now be asked about the BBC's decisions. The High Court judge has awarded £210,000 in damages. This is Sir Justice Mann saying that Sir Cliff may be entitled to more damages on top of that. The BBC actually submitted the coverage of Sir Cliff to for an award. The judge looking at this case determined that that was an aggravating factor. And what this whole story will undoubtedly do, I was saying this earlier this morning to you, this will undoubtedly now set a precedent for how much does a media organisation broadcast when there is an accusation being made against someone. Kevin Maguire, obviously the journalist, associate editor of the Daily Mirror, with us this morning. Kevin, you were due to talk to us about another story, but clearly the breaking news this morning, Sir Cliff took on a big organisation. The BBC has deep pockets to fight cases in court, and Sir Cliff took them on and he's beaten them.
Yeah, he's roundly beaten the BBC, but there are huge implications now, as you say, for what can be reported. So If this isn't appealed and it is upheld, it would mean in future when the police raid the homes of people accused of crimes, not found guilty, but accused of crimes, it may be impossible to report that. And anybody who puts it on social media, if they know it's a neighbour or they talk about it, could be committing a crime too. And I think that's a huge extension of privacy. I would have argued, I believe the public have a right to know. There's clearly criticisms of the coverage by the BBC. I thought the helicopter in the air filming it and so on was over the top. But I would have thought when a very high-profile public figure has their house raided by the police investigating what at the time was serious allegations, then I think the public do have a right to know. Because some of the, how the coverage was, you've got to remember, you're innocent until proved guilty. He wasn't guilty of a crime, I accept that. But I believe when the police are involved, we should know, whoever the figure is. Does this mean now you're living in your home and the police raid your neighbour's house? You're not allowed to put it on Twitter and Facebook and other social media and talk about it because that person has a right to privacy? Or is it only the famous with deep pockets who have that right to privacy? I think there are huge implications. I'm just trying to work them out now, and bigger, better legal brains than me will be tussling with them in the weeks and months to come.
Yeah, the judge said the BBC had infringed Sir Cliff's privacy rights in a serious and sensationalist way. So, you know, clearly we haven't seen the whole detailed ruling yet. This was not a determination as to whether Sir Cliff could have been named. It's the way it was done, and I guess the degree to which it was reported and the nature of the reporting.
Well, that gets into incredibly difficult areas. So are you allowed to, on a news bulletin, say Sir Cliff Richard's house was raided by police? Are you allowed to do it as the first item? Are you allowed the second item, the fifth item? Are you allowed to do it in 30 seconds or a minute? Or are you allowed to have somebody to comment on it? Once judges begin to set the parameters of what can be reported with these cases and privacy law, and I believe everyone has a right to privacy, everyone in the land has a right to privacy. It's just how far that right to privacy goes up when it abuts the public's right to know. And we're going to get into incredibly difficult areas, and I'd hate to see secret justice.